कुतः प्राणनादि क्रियादर्शनात् अयमपि हि पिण्डः जीवतः प्राणेन प्राणिति अपानेन अपानिति इत्येवं वायवीयाः ऐन्द्रियकाश्च चेष्टाः संहतैः कार्यकरणैः निर्वर्त्यमानाः दृश्यन्ते तच्च एकार्थवृत्तित्वेन संहननं नान्तरेण चेतनम् असंहतं सम्भवति अन्यत्र अदर्शनात् इतश्च अस्ति कुतः प्रणनादिक्रियादर्शनात् अयमपि हि पिण्डः जीवतः तच्च एकार्थवृत्तित्वेन संहननम् नान्तरेण चेतनम् असंहतं सम्भवति अन्यत्र दर्शनात् इतश्च अस्ति फॉर दिस रीजन आल्सो ब्रह्मन इज एग्जिस्टेंस अस्ति इतश्च इतश्च मीन्स फॉर दिस रीजन आल्सो अस्ति ब्रह्मन इज एग्जिस्टेंट कुतः प्राणनादि क्रियादर्शनात् फॉर व्हाट रीजन बिकॉज प्राणनादि क्रियादर्शनात् because breathing activities etc are seen ayamapi hi pindah jivatah pranena praniti apanena apaniti this live body exhales through prana and inhales This live body exhales through prana and inhales through apana. Thus, the physiological and the sensory activities are seen, accomplished by this body maintenance complex that is put together. This live body exhales through prana and inhales through apana. Thus, The physiological and sensory activities are seen, accomplished by this body-mind-sense complex that is put together. This assemblage with a single common purpose is not possible without the presence of a conscious being who is not a part of the assemblage. So this assemblage with a single common purpose is not possible without the presence of a conscious being who is not a part of the assemblage. Such a thing is not seen anywhere else. For this reason also, Brahman is existent. For what reason? Because breathing activities etc. are seen. This live body exhales through prana and inhales through apana. Thus, the physiological and the sensory activities are seen, accomplished by this body-mind complex. That is put together. This assemblage Thus, the physiological and sensory activities are seen, accomplished by this body-mind-sense complex that is put together. This assemblage, the single common purpose, is not possible without the presence of a conscious being who is not a part of the assemblage. Such a thing is not seen anywhere else. इतश्च अस्ति फॉर दिस रीजन आल्सो ब्रह्म अस्ति प्राणादि क्रियादर्शनात् बिकॉज़ द एक्टिविटीज ऑफ It is chasti. For this reason also, Brahma asti. Pranadi kriya darshanat. Because the activities of insentient prana, etc. are seen. Therefore, chaitanyatmakam Brahma asti. Brahman, which is of the nature of consciousness, exists. Itascha asti. For this reason also, Brahma asti. Pananadi kriya darshanat. Because the activities of insentient prana, etc. are seen. Therefore, chaitanyatmakam Brahma asti. Brahman, which is of the nature of consciousness, exists because Brahman is responsible for these activities. The chetanatvam in the insentient karyakarana sanghataha is due to Brahman. The brief sentence is being explained now. Api, again, I am jivataha pindaha. This live physical body, that is, the jivaha, pranena vayuna praniti, apanena apaniti, exhales with prana and inhales with apana. Evam vayaviyaha, vayusambandaha, cheshtaha, activities connected to prana, etc. Aindriyakaha, chetas, chetaha, cheshtaha. Aindriyakaha, cheshtaha, cha. Activities that are connected to sense organs. Samhataihi, karya karanehi, nirvartyamanaha, drishyante. Are seen being accomplished by this inert body mind sense complex. Karyam is the physical body and the karanas are the senses and the mind. Together they refer to the body mind sense complex. Its orderly functioning is the proof for the existence of Brahman. Tacha ekartha vrittitvena samhananam asamhatam chetanam antarena na sambhavati. Tacha ekartha vrittitvena samhananam asamhatam chetanam asamhatam. I'll read it again. Tacha ekartha vrittitvena samhananam asamhatam chetanam asamhatam chetanam antarena nasambhavati. This is a very famous argument known as samhati argument or sanghata argument. This body mind sense complex is put together and hence it is meant for someone who is not a part of the assembly. This body mind sense complex is put together and hence it is meant for someone who is not a part of the assembly. Like in the case of a mansion, nest, etc. A nest is intelligently put together and is not for the sake of components of the nest, like twigs, etc. It is for the use of a bird, which is a conscious being. So too, this body mind complex is intelligently put together for the purpose of a conscious being who is distinct from the complex. It is meant for asanga sachidananda atma. It is meant for asanga sachidananda atma who indwells the body, for whose sake all the senses and pranas function. Without the presence of Atma, the functions of the body, mind, sense complex are not possible. And yet, itself is not a part of the complex. When the jiva says aham asmi, that asmi joins only the Satchidananda Atma. It does not join any part of the complex. When the jiva says aham asmi, that asmi joins only Satchidananda Atma, does not join any part of the complex. Tika Karaha explains the words Ekartha Vrittitvena Samhananam. Ekartha Vrittitvena Samhananam thus. Karya Karananam Ekasya Chetanasya Artham Prayojanam Prati Sadhanatvena Melanam. So Karya Karananam Ekasya Chetanasya Artham Prayojanam Prati Sadhanatvena Melanam. It is Melanam, putting together of body, senses and mind for the purpose of one single conscious being. The Melanam presupposes the presence of a conscious being. The Melanam presupposes the presence of a conscious being. Without his presence, this Melanam is not possible. Melanam means meeting, putting together. So I'll read it again. Tika Karha explains the words Ekartha Vrittitvena, Ekartha Vrittitvena Samhananam. Ekartha Vrittitvena Samhananam. Thus, Karya Karananam Ekasya Chetanasya Artham Prayojanam Prati Sadhanatvena Melanam. It is Melanam, putting together of body, senses and mind for the purpose of one single conscious being. The Melanam presupposes the presence of a conscious being. Without his presence, this Melanam is not possible. It is for serving the purpose of that Purusha. Who surveys this body and assumes another body? Even though that Purusha is Satchidananda Atma, due to ignorance, he has become a samsari. Anyatra adarshanat. It is not seen elsewhere. We do not see elsewhere that things join together for the sake of themselves. Very important line. Anyatra adarshanat. It is not seen elsewhere. We do not see elsewhere that things join together for the sake of themselves. Walls are not for the sake of walls or for the sake of pillars. All of them being insentient, the whole complex is meant for the owner, who is Chetana, who is not part of the house. We do not see him standing as a pillar or wall. Therefore, Chetanam Brahma Asti, Brahman exists. It's nice, isn't it? Tadaha Yat Yadi Eshaha Akashaha Parame Vyomni Guhayam Nihitaha Anandaha Nasyat Nabhavet Kaha Hi Eva Loke Anyat Apana Cheshtam Kuryat Ityartaha. That fact is being said now. If this Anandaha were not to be there in the great space inside the cave of Buddhi, then who in this world would indeed be able to breathe in, perform the function of Apanaha? The word yat in this context means yadi, suppose, in case. it is generally used as a relative pronoun that. It has other meanings also, such as yada, when, yadi, yada, when. Yadi yeshaha akashaha anandaha nasyat na bhavet. If this ananda atma were not to be there, kaha anyat, who would breathe in? The word akashaha in this sentence means chidatma. Asamantat kashate iti akashaha. That which shines by itself. It is parame vyomni guhayam nihitaha. Available in the space within the heart. Bhashyakaraha takes the word akashaha in the seventh case. There is a discussion in Brahma Sutra. Akashalingat, where he explains the word akashaha in apposition with the word anandaha, akashaha, anandaha iti. So where he explains the word akashaha in apposition with the word anandaha, akashaha anandaha iti. Here he takes it as akashe because of the context. The Rig Mantra cited in the beginning was Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma Yoveda Nihitam Guhayam Parame Vyoman. Vyoman is Vyomni, Akashe. So he takes it in seventh case here. That means both the meanings are credible. If Ananda Atma is not there, who would be able to do all those things that are to be done daily? How would the physiological functions take place? There is somebody because of which all these functions take place and for whose sake alone they are happening. Or apanaha can be taken as just breathing in, because in Gita, 5th chapter, 27th verse, Bhagavan uses it in that sense. Therefore, anyat means who would breathe in. That would imply all physiological activities. The idea is, without ananda atma, no activity is possible. And since activities are seen, therefore Brahma asti. Kaha pranyat, prananam va kuryat, tasmad asti tad brahma, yadarthaha, karya karana, prananadi cheshtaha. The footnote that Swamiji mentions that verse from Bhagavad Gita. Pranapanau samau krutva nasabhyantara charinau. There pranaha praggamanavan vayuhu. Apanaha adogamanavan vayuhu. And both move within the nostrils. Here the word pranaha and apanaha are used in the sense of breathing out and breathing in. Anyway, idea is, who can breathe? No physiological function can happen without the presence of consciousness. That is the idea, nothing else. So, kaha pranyat, prananam va kuryat, tasmad asti tad brahma, yadarthaha karya karana, prananadi cheshtaha. Who would indeed exhale, perform the function of prana? Therefore, that Brahman exists. For whose purpose are the activities of the body, senses, mind, prana, etc.? Kaha pranyat, prananam va kuryat, who would breathe out? Tasmad asti, tad Brahma. Therefore, that Brahman is. Yadarthaha, karya karana, pranadi cheshtaha, for whose purpose all the functions of body, senses, mind, prana, etc. are there. Further, prananam is an involuntary activity. Involuntary means the individual is not involved. This is a wonderful argument. Devadatta is not consciously breathing in and breathing out. Suppose one has to consciously breathe in and breathe out, there would be no childhood because things are happening consciously. If breathing in and breathing out are voluntary, one may forget to do it. Again, one cannot sleep for fear of missing the breath. Now, anyone can have sound sleep because it is involuntary, set up by an order, that is Ishvara. In breathing itself, we can understand the presence of Ishvara. Because we take it for granted. We do not recognize this fact. This is nice, isn't it? Tat krutaha eva cha anandaha lokasya. Kutaha yeshaha hi eva para atma anandayati. Anandayati, sukhayati, lokam dharmanarupam. The happiness of people is caused by the Brahmatma alone. How this limitless Atma indeed makes people happy in accordance with their punyas. Anandayati is same as Anandayati. The Anandaha that one enjoys is also made possible by that Brahman alone. Tat krutaha ananda swarupa brahmatma krutaha. Tat krutaha means ananda swarupa brahmatma krutaha eva anandaha lokasya. It is because of Brahman only everyone enjoys happiness. We all have to remember this, okay? Enjoyment of happiness only because of Brahman. It is because of Brahman only everyone enjoys happiness. Why? Because Brahman's swarupam is anandaha. There's no other anandaha available. Eshaha hi eva para atma. Who is rasaha? Anandayati makes everyone happy. This was said earlier also. I am rasam hi eva labdhva anandi bhavati. Why does not then Brahman keep everybody in good humor without any exception? No, it is dharmanarupam, according to the punyam of an individual. The word anandayati has to be seen as anandayati. The lengthening of the vowel is chandasam, Vedic usage. See, anandati is a verb. Anandayati is causative. Nandati, nandayati. Anandati, anandayati. Like shunoti, shavayati. Dhavati, dhavayati. Causative verb. Nandati, mahigiran. Okay, is pleased. Nandayati makes others happy. It's a causative verb. Similarly, anandati, anandayati. Mahigiran, mahivikiran. Nandati. Anandati anandayati. Okay, it's a causative verb. So that anandayati is a Vedic expression, Vedic usage, that's all. We should take it as anandayati. And anandayati anandayati. Sayeva atma anandarupaha avidyaya parichinnaha bhavyate pranibhihi ityartha. The idea is the same Atma, which is anandaha by nature, is thought of as inhibited anandaha by people because of their ignorance. Sayeva Atma anandarupaha avidyaya parichinnaha vibhavyate pranibhihi ityartha. The idea is the same Atma, which is anandaha by nature, is thought of as inhibited anandaha by people because of their ignorance. Sayeva ananda rupa atma, that same atma whose nature is anandaha, avidyaya pranibihi parichinnaha vibhavyate, is taken to be of inhibited anandaha due to ignorance, delusion. Nanatvena anubhoyate, is experienced in fragments and various degrees of anandaha in the form of priya moda pramodaha, even though it is one whole ananda surupaha. Avidyaya ananda rupaha anandamayaha bhavati, ananda vikaraha bhavati. By ignorance, ananda atma becomes anandamayaha. Another reason is given now for Brahma astitvam, existence of Brahman. Bhayabhaya hetutvat vidvad avidushoho astitad Brahma sadvastvashrayenahi abhayam bhavati na asadvastvashrayena bhaya nivruttihi upapadyate. Bhaya abhaya hetutvat bhayabhaya hetutvat vidvad avidushoho astitad Brahma sadvastvashrayenahi abhayam bhavati na asadvastvashrayane bhaya nivruttihi upapadyate. That Brahman exists because it is the cause of fear and fearlessness. Another important point is this. That Brahman exists because it is the cause of fear and fearlessness. For the ignorant person and the wise respectively. So that Brahman exists because it is the cause of fear and fearlessness for the ignorant and the wise respectively. For the ignorant person, Brahman is the cause of fear. For the wise person, Brahman is the cause of fearlessness. So fearlessness indeed comes as the result of taking refuge in something that exists. Fearlessness indeed comes as a result of taking refuge in something that exists. Whereas elimination of fear is not tenable with the help of something that does not exist. Bhaya abhaya hetutvat. That is when Puranas it is said, hold on to Bhagavan, hold on to Bhagavan. Bhaya abhaya hetutvat. Being the cause of fear and fearlessness. Vidvad avidushoho. For an ignorant and a wise person respectively. Shruti is going to say, Anandam Brahmano Vidvan, Anandam Brahmano Vidvan, Na Bibheti Kutaschaneti. Knowing Brahman, one does not fear anything. Here also we will see that, Abhayam Pratishtham Vindate, Abhayam Pratishtham Vindate. Here also we will see that, Abhayam Pratishtham Vindate. He gets abidance in fearlessness. The Vidwan gains Abhayam, fear, the freedom from fear for good. With the Vidwan gains Abhayam means he Vidwan gains freedom from fear for good because there is no cause for fear. Here Vidwan means wise person. Once it was raining very heavily in Gokulam. Then all the gopis and gopas, all the gopis, gopas and cattle. See, gopis, I'm for the sake of others, I'm telling, gopis are female, cowherd women. And the gopas, cowherd men. Gopis, cowherd women. Gopas, cowherd men. Gopis, gopas and cattle were looking up to Krishna for protection. He lifted the Govardhana Giri and asked all of them to take shelter under the mountain. He was holding the mountain on his little finger. Was he abhayahetu or bhayahetu? There was cause for fear because they would always be looking up to see whether the mountain would come down. One may think Krishna should have stopped the clouds and not lifted the mountain. Had he done that, nobody would say Krishna scared away the clouds. They would say the wind scattered the clouds. But people who went underneath the mountain had so much Shraddha in Krishna, they relaxed underneath. That is the height of Shraddha. There, Abhayam is because of Shraddha. Fearlessness is because of Shraddha. Here, Abhayam is Bhayahetu Abhavat. Bhayahetu Abhavat Abhayam. So, Dvaitam, duality, which is the cause of fear, is not there. Brahman is Bhayahetu. Brahman is Bhayahetu for those who see Dvaitam, duality as fear. Being the cause for fear as well as freedom from fear, for Vidwan and Avidwan respectively, Brahman exists. How? Sadvastu ashrayanehi abhayam bhavati. One can be free from fear only when he takes refuge in sadvastu, an existent thing, not asadvastu, a non-existent thing. Katham abhayahetutvam iti uchyate. Yadahi eva yasmat eshaha sadhakaha etasmin brahmani kim visishte adrishye drishyam nama drashtavyam vikaraha darshanarthatvat vikarasya na drishyam adrishyam avikaraha ityarthaha etasmin adrishye avikare avishayabhute anatmye ashareere. How is Atma the cause of fearlessness? It is being said, when this seeker gains abundance in this Brahman, he becomes fearless. Brahman is of which description? Adrishya. Drishya is a karyam that can be seen. Akaryam is meant for perception. What is not drishyam is adrishyam, meaning not a karyam. Brahman is not available for seeing. And it is not a karyam, an object. Further, it is anatmyam, that is free from body. Katham brahmanaha abhayahetutvam iti uchyate. How is Brahman cause for abhayam? Freedom from fear. Abhayam is not absence of fear. It is absence of the cause of fear. That is being said, yadahi eva, when yeshaha, sadhakaha, mukshuhu, the seeker, etasmin ukte brahmani, gains abundance. When this sadhakaha, seeker, mukshuhu, one who is desirous of freedom, etasmin ukte brahmani, gains abundance in this Brahman. Kim visishte, kim viseshanaihi visishte, what kind of Brahman is it? A few people are used here to describe Brahman. They are used only to negate different features from Brahman. The first one is adrishyam, that which is not available for objectification. Drishyam nama, drashtavyam, vikaraha. All the vikaras are drishyam. Vikaraha is a karyam, namarupa. Modification. Vikara is a karyam, namarupa, modification. Adrishyam is avikaraha. It is the cause of everything. Adrishyam is imperceptible, is avikaraha. It is the cause of everything. Darshanarthatvat vikarasya. All the vikaras are meant for sense perception. Brahman is avishaya bhuta, avishaya rupa. Not a vishaya, an object. Brahman is not an object. Then anatmye, that which is not, that which is asharira. Then anatmye, that which is not that which is asharira, that which is not the body, which is free from body. Anatmyam means that which is free from the body. Yasmat adrishyam, tasmat anatmyam. Yasmatcha anatmyam, tasmat aniruktam. Viseshohi niruchyate, viseshascha vikaraha. Avikaram cha brahma, sarva vikara hetutvat, tasmat aniruktam. Since it is not an object of perception, it is free from the body. Since it is free from the body, it is not available for definite description. Anything having features alone can be expressed, and that is always a karyam. Brahman is not a karyam. Karyam means an effect. As it is the cause of all karyas, as Brahman is the cause of all effects, Brahman is not a karya, effect. Therefore, Brahman is aniruktam, means non-definable. Since it is not an object of perception, it is free from the body. Since it is free from the body, it is not available for definite description. Anything having features alone can be expressed, and that is always karyam. Brahman is not a karyam, as it is the cause of all karyas. Therefore, Brahman is aniruktam. Yasmat adrishyam, tasmat anatmyam. Because it is adrishyam, therefore it is free from the body. And yasmat cha anatmyam, tasmat aniruktam. Because it is free from the body, it is not available for categorical description. Viseshohi niruchyate. A viseshaha, something having an attribute alone, niruchyate, is talked about. Viseshascha vikaraha. Every visesha is a vikara, a karya modification. Avikarancha brahma. Brahman is not vikaraha because the sarva vikara hetu, the cause of all vikaras. By itself, Brahman is nirvikaraha. Therefore, it is aniruktam. By itself, Brahman is nirvikaraha. Therefore, it is aniruktam. Yataha evam tasmat anilayanam. Nilayanam nidaha ashrayaha. Na nilayanam anilayanam anadharam. Because it is aniruktam, therefore it is anilayanam. It is not definable, therefore it is anilayanam. Nilayanam is a nest. Nidaha means nest. Nilayanam is a nest, a support. What is not nilayanam is anilayanam, that which is not a support. It is therefore anilayanam, which means anadharam. It is not an ashraya. Suppose it has to be the adhara for the entire jagat. Brahman will become a hunchback because of the weight of the jagat. Brahman is no more adhara than clay is for pot. Is clay an adhara for the weightless pot? Similarly, mithya bhuta jagataha adharatvat. An adhara of mithya jagat is not really an adhara. So it is anilayanam. Something nice to know about it, isn't it? In a way we say it's adhara, at the same time not adhara also. Because when you say adhara, then there'll be two. Adhara, adhaya. You have to say finally one. So just nice to understand this. I'll repeat it again. Yataha evam. Okay. It went English first. It is therefore anilayanam, which means anadharam. It is not an ashraya. Suppose it has to be the adhara for the entire jagat, Brahman will become a hunchback because of the weight of the jagat. Brahman is no more Adhara than clay is for pot. Is clay an Adhara for the weightless pot? Similarly, Mithyabhuta Jagataha Adharatvat, an Adhara of Mithya Jagat, is not really an Adhara. So it is Anilayanam. Tasmin Etasmin Adrishye Anatmye Anirukte Anilayane Sarvakarya Vilakshane Brahmani Iti Vakyartaha. Tasmin Etasmin Adrishye Anatmye Anirukte Anilayane Sarvakarya Vilakshane Brahmani Iti Vakyartaha. Adrishyenatmye Nirukte Nilayane Sarvakarya Vilakshane Brahmani Ityartaha Iti Vakyartaha. The meaning of the sentence is this. When a seeker gets abundance in that Brahman, which is not objectifiable, free from the body, indescribable, not a support, and which is distinct from all karyas. Tasmin Brahmani, Etasmin Atmani, Brahmatmani, in Brahman that is Atma, that is Adrishyam, Anatmyam, Aniruktam, Anilayanam. In other words, Sarvakarya Vilakshanam, that which is distinct from all karyas. In that Brahman, which is the cause of everything, this is the Vakyartaha, the meaning of this sentence. Tasmin Anilayane. It connects with Yada Abhayam Pratishtham Vindate Atha Abhayam Gataha Bhavati. Abhayam iti Kriya Viseshanam. Abhayam iti va Lingantaram Parinamyate. Pratishtham Sthitim Atma Bhavam Vindate Labhate. The word abhayam is an adverb, or its gender is converted as abhayam, and it becomes adjective to pratishtham. He gains abundance in the form of atma. The word abhayam is kriya viseshanam, an adverb. An adjective is nama viseshanam. Kriya viseshanam means an adverb. An adjective is nama viseshanam. As an adverb, it means yatha abhayam syat tatha pratishtham vindate. He gains such a pratishtha which makes him free from fear. Or lingantram parinamyate. The gender of the word abhayam is converted to feminine and it qualifies the word pratishtham. This is common in the Vedas. In Paniniyan Sutras, this kind of change of linga or vibhakti is consciously done. Not that it is an omission or a mistake. In Paniniyan's thinking, it is obvious that you would change vibhakti in keeping with the context. This is easy to convey and it is always good to go for what is understood without much struggle. That is the principle in choosing an option. A small linga change is good enough. Small gender change is good enough. The meaning is the same in both the ways. So one gains abhayam pratishtham. Abhayam pratishtham. So one gains abhayam pratishtham. Abundance in fearlessness. Vindate means labhate, gains. How does he gain? That is being said. Atha. I'll read this part and stop. Atha. See, as I promised, I will definitely explain. I had to reading it and it seems many people really want the explanation from me. I will do it. What I'll do once I finish this section, then I will stop. I will go back from the first section, the second book, first section. Then I'll explain section wise the Bhashyam part of it. Okay, then you can make a note of it. I will do it. Mangamma told me I will definitely do it. So I just read this page and stuff. Atha tada saha tasmin nanatvasya bhayahetoho avidyakritasya adarshanat avidyakritasyadarshanat avidyakritasya adarshanat abhayangataha bhavati. Then he becomes free from fear because in Brahmatma he does not see plurality, which is born of ignorance and which is the cause of fear. Atha saha abhayangataha bhavati. Atha then saha, that seeker, abhayangato bhavati. He becomes fearless because bhayahetoho adarshanat, does not see any cause for fear in the Brahmatma. What is the cause of fear? Nanatva darshanam. Seeing plurality is the cause of fear. If I am different from everybody else and everybody else is different from me, including Bhagavan, fear cannot be avoided. You are alienated from the whole. You become an individual, confined to this body that is subject to all kinds of limitations. You have nothing but fear, like a cornered cat, always afraid of being attacked. The fear is not something adventitious. It becomes natural. Individuality is enjoyable if the whole is understood and the individual's place in the scheme of things. The very important lesson, you see, the individuality is enjoyable if the whole is understood and the individual's place in the scheme of things. Then there is no alienation. If nanatam is not there, then bhayahetu also is not there. Generally, we hear in the tradition, dvaitathi bhayam bhavati, meaning because of duality, there is fear. This is not right. You are not afraid of your two hands. You are not afraid of a rock that you see at a distance. It is the thought that I am alienated from the whole that makes you insignificant. The stars are no more twinkling stars, but teasing stars. You are up against the infinite. There is a sense of being persecuted by everybody because you are a helpless, powerless individual, separate from the entire jagat. As a living organism, you fight for survival all the time. That is the world of duality. Here, you gain freedom from fear in the abundance as Brahman. Why it is Abhaya Pratishtha? We'll continue in the next class.